This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-2580-550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text me, Todd Mitchell, 701-226-8503. Piper's Auction, proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind. 156, give or take acres, Ward County, written bid. Coming up for auction on Tuesday, January 9th. January 23rd, McLean County, some 880 acres. Diamond H Service LLC Machinery Auction, January 24th. And a little over 3,000 acres, irrigated and dry cropland in Dickey and Sargent Counties, coming up for auction later in January on the 25th. Find out more from Piper's Auction. We're also brought to you by PetroServe USA. The Fidget Spinners. You can never have to, if when in doubt, there's your default gift. $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. $1 off Energizer batteries, because you can either give them, you know, the dead batteries in the remote and their joys to grind to a halt. Or you can have fresh Energizer batteries. PetroServe USA. Well, I mean, why give a present and then not the batteries and then take crappy old batteries are going to die? Don't do that. That ruins Christmas. Don't be a Scrooge. All right, off this. Did Scott left his soapbox here? I don't believe it. Scott headed off today. I'm Todd Mitchell. And filling in, Peter Johnson, guest hosting live from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Todd. It's great to be back on. And I've got Grant McJimsey back again. He's our Vice President for Research and Economic Development.
Hey, Todd.
We're going to talk about a couple more grand challenges, and we're going to get into the unmanned aircraft systems area. So, tell us, Grant, about a couple more grand challenges.
Sure, yeah. I can talk all day, as you can tell, about grand challenges, because I'm really excited about them. We have a couple that I haven't really talked too much about, but one of them is in our medical school, in particular focused on disease and curing disease. And as I mentioned really kind of at the top, we're focused on neurodegenerative disease, things like stroke, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS. Some of these things are actually at a higher prevalence in North Dakota and South Dakota than in other parts of the country. I'm not exactly sure why yet, but it definitely is something that the med school is focused on. Our grand challenge champion, that's kind of a mouthful, in this particular area is Colin Combs, who is the head of the biomedical sciences department over at the medical school. And one of the things that he has done, as well as the other Grand Challenge champions, is they've put together these teams and they are seeking help from faculty and students across the university, and they're putting a little bit of money behind that. So we have what we call seed programs. We're seeding research with a few thousand dollars with the main goal of getting teams that will write proposals to the federal government and bring in larger dollars and allow us to do this work in a much greater way. So Colin has got a program going. We're going to be making probably about $50,000 or $60,000 available to that program, and we expect that there will be a pretty quick turnaround in what they do for those dollars, and we'll see some large proposals going out, and hopefully some large awards coming back in. The other grand challenge that I'll speak about before passing it off to Mark Askelson to talk about UAS. Is our big data challenge, as I mentioned, you know, we create a lot of data. We've actually made more data in the last 2 years as human beings than we've done in the previous history, recorded history of human beings, and we often don't know what to do with that data. It sits around as ones and zeros in our computers, and until we can actually convert those ones and zeros into information, we can't really use it, can't benefit from it, can't profit from it. And so one of the things that we're trying to do here at UND is establish an even more active and high quality data analytics program, research program that will basically do those conversions of ones and zeros into information. A lot of companies that I've talked to, particularly in the UAS space here in Grand Forks, they understand that they're flying their UAS for information. And what they want to do is make sure that they can convert the data they generate into information. So there's a sweet spot there, I think, for UND and for North Dakota. If we can provide that analytics capability to companies, we can pull more companies into the region, and basically we can be providing the kind of economic diversification that the state is expecting from North Dakota. So those are kind of the two main ones that I would talk about. But you know, as you mentioned, Peter, there's a UAS or a drone grand challenge as well, and maybe what we should do is pass this off now.
We'll have
tomorrow.
The ceremonial passing of the headset tomorrow.
Exactly.
To bring him on board. But that's part of the innovative approach, I think, that helped us get on that U.S. News and World Report listing of one of the top 25 innovative universities is what we're doing in not only things you just talked about with big data, but also unmanned aircraft systems, or as we call it now, this research of research institute for autonomous systems that Mark is heading up for us. So, Mark, tell us about the epicenter of UAS here at Grand Forks.
Sure. Thanks, Peter. And thank you to your team, and thank you to KFIRE, and thank you to the KFIRE listeners. It's an honor to be here with you today. So let me talk a little bit about the unmanned Grand Challenge, which in some ways we've already broadened out. We've established something called RISE, which is the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems. And what we're doing there is we're taking our strengths that we have in many different areas across the university, we're bringing those together, and we're forming a I think it's a little more like a business look, I would say, a stronger team combining our strengths to attack bigger problems. So we have excellent strength in many different areas. So there's five pillars, and I'll hit them real quick for you. Autonomous platforms, think unmanned aircraft or drones, whatever word you want to use. You could think about, safety of flight, that kind of research, those kinds of problems, even autonomous vehicles if you want. We have data. We have applications. We have cybersecurity, and we have policy, which I think is a really interesting branch as well.
So I'm going to back this up and do this sort of backwards, but welcome to the show, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm actually from the area, a big sports buff as well. I'm from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. So go Adam Thielen. It's great to see him performing the way he is and realizing his dream. It's really exciting. So I'm a UND grad. I went here for meteorology and mathematics. And then I went off and earned my master's and PhD in atmospheric sciences, and then I came back here. I was hired back here back in 2001.
So atmospheric sciences, maybe for some people, wouldn't seem like the natural fit into UAS, but actually it seems to me there's a lot of ways it does fit.
It really does. And so people oftentimes, give me a look like, how did you get into this business? And so I did because I had a lot of radar background, and we can use radars as an enabling technology to enable safe flight of unmanned aircraft. But in the weather sphere itself, certainly unmanned aircraft can be used to help collect weather observations, to make forecasts better, to enhance people's lives, right? Better forecasts, better safety, all those kinds of things. And also, weather is an actual hazard for unmanned aircraft. So it's a great fit.
So I do think this is sort of the epicenter of what's happening with drone. And part of that, we talked a little bit about the Grand Forks Air Force Base earlier in the show and some of the connections we have there. But here's another connection. The whole area here with the Grand Forks County and lots of other partners who have come into play. We've got the Grand Sky Initiative, just lots of things happening. And we had a great meeting just a couple weeks ago that you were directly part of bringing together. Talk about what happened there.
Sure. So as part of RISE, it's important to make sure you're always getting input. And, of course, we have a lot of tremendous relationships, a lot of working relationships, friendships, this ecosystem that we can use. But beyond that, you want to make sure you're connected properly with stakeholders, people that have an interest in your area. And so we have two advisory panels, a corporate one and a public one. And we had the inaugural meeting for those advisory panels a couple weeks ago. And so we got people in a room. It was a full and intense day. We had broke out the agenda in ways that we could communicate with them to make sure they understood who we were, and vice versa. You mentioned the speed dating in the any other Grand Challenge event. We did something like that, something called the World Cafe, and basically people bounce from table to table, and then they address important issues, which many of which were in the policy space. So we had this just amazing meeting, and the feedback's been great, and we're gonna continue to push forward. For one, it creates great opportunities for us, but for another, it creates the opportunity for us to solve important problems that serve the people. So.
We were teased a little bit earlier in the show about talking about our good friends down at North Dakota State University, and particularly with athletics, but we have a lot of partners in related to this area. Talk about some of those.
Yeah, so that's great. So, NDSU, of course, I've had the opportunity to work with NDSU for years, and I have, you know, many great friends down there. So, you know, when it comes to RISE and us trying to attack these major challenges, what we're trying to do is we're making sure we're partnering with our friends so we can attack them properly.
All right, we'll come back more with UAS after a little bit.
This is What's in Your Mind. Scott Henin off today. Peter Johnson filling in today. Jason Borer will be filling in tomorrow. Daryl Lee's coming up after Christmas, by the way. We get the A-list fill-ins here. I wonder if I'll even have a job afterwards.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, 2 for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $5. Deli Express Sub Selects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun chips, 2 for $4. And Santa, don't forget, Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear too. And the 4 for $4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I ain't talking just to tease people like you who don't grow on trees.
More holiday hits from Manny's 8-track of Christmas right there. 20 after the hour. What's on your mind to do? Statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology. Where'd the music go, Manny? To ensure our energy future is secure and protect our and protect our economy, they know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. We're brought to you also by MyPillow, not just for pillows, although I just put the world's best pillow fight up on my Facebook page. I'm Todd Mitchell. Go ahead and send me a friend request and all that. Mike Lindell also has, get this, MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. You don't want to surround your head. You want to surround your whole body, right? Giza 88 cotton fibers. From specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability. If you pop it on MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, you can save up to 50% off on anything you buy. And don't forget those buy one, get one pillows. Get the details at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 1-800-506-9028. I'm Todd Mitchell. It is What's in Your Mind. Scott heading off next couple of days. Peter Johnson in today.
You mentioned coal. We're going to get into energy after a little bit, but first we're going to continue more on the unmanned area. We have Mark Askelson. He's setting up our research institute for autonomous systems. And we were talking about some of our partners just before we went on the break, but I'd like to return back to that. So.
Sure. Thanks, Peter. So we're talking about this meeting we had a while back, and the great thing about UND is we have all these excellent working relationships with a lot of different companies and public sector, things like that. So let me just talk about a couple of the companies that we had at the table, but of course there's more than this. We have very large companies, right? Places like Harris Corporation, Raytheon, General Atomics, Northrop Grumman. But we also have more local companies, the Skyscopes, the Botlinks of the world. On the public side, of course, we have leaders, community leaders engaged, and you're talking about at the city level and also at the state level. So, we have great representation.
Skyscopes is close to our heart because if they're not still all UND graduates, the vast majority of them are, and they really are doing a fantastic job. They've taken that new industry, if you will, and really have commercialized it. And so that's part of what I really think the benefit here is where we're going, and the benefit to the state is the economic impact this will all have.
Yeah, and I can just break in here and say I've had a great working relationship with Matt Dunleavy, who's the CEO of Skyscopes. We're working on a number of projects together. Matt has been a real booster of North Dakota and UND. And really sees the partnership with UND as being crucial to his business. I really enjoy working with that company. They're kind of my go-to at this point if I have an issue that I need solved quickly.
We've had great partnerships with folks like Matt and Skyscopes and other higher education entities like Regent State College and Northland Technical. So we've had some very good partnerships, and as well as the federal government. And again, I really think a lot of the pieces have come together here.
Right. And so we've worked with partners in the region, of course, like you mentioned, Lake Region and NDSU and Northland Community College, tremendous partners for us. We've also partnered with people across the country, depending on what the problem is. And I've worked in different projects where we've had a chance to do that. You're talking to micro corporations, NASA Langley of the world, those kinds of entities. So we've been really fortunate to have great partners work with us on big challenges.
It's been fun to listen to hear about some of the major entities like Amazon talking about where they may go in the future with this kind of technology.
Right. Unmanned aircraft, autonomous systems can do so many things for us, so many wonderful things. And so the Amazons of the world recognize that. They see that in the future, this is going to be how they operate because it's going to be safer, it's going to be cheaper, it's just going to be plain better. The possibilities, run the gamut. You're looking at things like just plain humanity, things like you have a lost hiker, let's go find them. Unmanned aircraft are better at that typically than manned aircraft. You're looking at business opportunities, and they're huge. They're huge for basically billions of dollars of opportunity there.
One of the challenges has been trying to figure out how to integrate this unmanned into the airspace. But another challenge maybe has been how to make sure that we do that in a way that not only for safety reasons, but for sort of community mm-hmm. standards. And so we've had a policy group, the first of its kind in the nation, that's really helped us in this area.
Yeah, that's right, Peter. We have a group we put together that is dedicated. It's called the UAS Research and Ethics, Research Ethics and Privacy Committee, and it's really meant to protect
the public from unwanted use of drones. Every project that we do that involves a drone at the university passes through this committee. And we have members of not only the university but the community itself. We have agricultural producers. We have law enforcement, folks who are either users or are, you know, responsible for public safety. And we give each of these, you know, proposals that we see a very, very thorough vetting to make sure that we're, you know, using UAS in an ethical way, one that is, you know, consistent with the values of UND in North Dakota.
We've done a lot of work over the last few years with law enforcement, helping them think through, particularly locally, how they can integrate UAS into their work. The Grand Forks Sheriff Department has done some things, and so they've not only been involved with that group, but they've taken advantage of the technology and the expertise at the University of North Dakota.
Exactly. No, Mark, I was going to ask you a question about smart cities, because I think you've had some discussions about that with Grand Forks and maybe the use of smart cities in the use of drones, rather, in Grand Forks.
Sure. So, you know, one of the things that we focus on a lot here is unmanned aircraft, because we're so excellent in that space. But autonomy touches more things. And so essentially, people are looking at what they call smart cities because it can make operations more efficient. And you know, you think of very large cities like L.A., even Minneapolis. They have major major traffic issues. Actually, unmanned aircraft and autonomy can help solve that, basically traffic management, so that you can get home sooner to your kids, right? Emergency response, right? And there's many different ways that you can do this with unmanned systems. So it's very exciting to see what you could do. You have some problem, you have the communication network go down. I'm going to put a bunch of unmanned aircraft up so people can still communicate. I'm going to put unmanned aircraft up so I can get a bird's eye view of what the problem is and get the fastest response there so I can save lives. You know, you can automate operations within the city. You can inspect infrastructure with unmanned aircraft. And it's just a money saver. You respond faster to the problems that you're facing.
I'll just add in there, you know, we've been working with Xcel Energy on storm damage assessment. They had our expertise they were using in order to see how fast they could get back up and running after, say, a power outage caused by a storm. Mm-hmm. We were working with Xcel. We were working with Skyscopes. We were working with other providers. We're doing a lot of image analysis, and we're able to, you know, show that you can fly at 7,000 feet with an autonomous or an unmanned aircraft, and you can see half-inch resolution
Okay. Thank you, Grant and Mark. When we come back, we're going to also bring in Tom Erickson into the conversation and talk about energy.
What's in Your Mind, live from the University of North Dakota campus in Grand Forks. More on the way.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is brought to you by PetroServe USA. You decide. That's a great way to live life. You pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA, you see the red, white, and blue, and you get to decide E15, E10, E85, E30, E40, unleaded. You get the choice at the pump at PetroServe locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Look for the red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Register weekly for your shot at one of the $1,050 gift cards. It's a $50,000 giveaway. PetroServe USA. Scott Hennin is, I assume, off goofing around or something. Probably shopping, or I don't know. Jason Barr is going to be guest hosting tomorrow. Today, we went right to the top of the A-list. Peter Johnson is...
And then skip down, down to me. Is that what you're saying?
And then we skip down to the J's. The J list. Peter Johnson on What's in Your Mind Today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. It's great to be back. And I want to thank Mark Askelson, who was with us in the last half hour to talk about unmanned, all things unmanned. Mark did a great job, and he's doing a great job with the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems. But this portion of the show, we want to talk about energy. And we have one of the two true gems at the University of North Dakota and the state of North Dakota in the Energy and Environmental Research Center. We have the director, Tom Erickson, here. Tom, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Tell us a little bit about the EERC.
So the EERC is an applied research organization focused on solving energy challenges, certainly here in the state of North Dakota, but even broader than that throughout North America and throughout the world. Challenges related to creating more energy-efficient technologies, more cost-effective technologies, and technologies that protect the environment that we all cherish so much.
So at UND, we talk a lot now about oil and soil being so important to the state, but it's more than just oil in terms of energy and the work that you do.
It certainly is. Certainly coal is a big component of the energy mix of the state of North Dakota and of our research, but as well wind, a little bit of solar, and then a whole suite of other renewables such as ethanol, biodiesel, biomass, and things of that nature.
It's great work that you do, and we also are, of course, very pleased here to have our College of Engineering and Mines, and I know you work closely together on a number of these kinds of areas.
Yeah, there's a tremendous breadth of capabilities in the area of energy research across the University of North Dakota. Certainly on the science and technology side, we have the two cornerstones, the EERC and the College of Engineering and Mines, led by a number of programs there, including their petroleum engineering program and their Institute for Energy Studies. But even beyond the core science and technology, we have the ability to address legal and policy issues, various economic issues, social aspects, criminal justice. We've recently went through an exercise here where we've identified 12 different funding opportunities outside of our core areas of strength. And they include folks across the law field, the sociology, the criminal justice, the entrepreneurial side, and many other areas, and how they all can contribute to the energy sector and the energy research activities as well.
So between the ERC and the College of Engineering and Mines and the Core Library, which we don't own, but we're very happy to house here, the Geological Survey, Wilson Laird Core Library, I can't imagine this state being so engaged in the energy industry, particularly what's happened in oil, and not have these opportunities here at the University of North Dakota to help out.
Yeah, well, you mentioned our core library here. I mean, that is such a tremendous asset, not only to the industry that wants to operate within the state of North Dakota or the researchers that want to do research, but also the ability for the students to have hands-on learning and understanding of what is truly going on when we're talking about recovering oil by drilling a well 2 miles down and then another lateral well 2 miles out. Kind of hard to visualize that without being able to put your hands on samples.
Tom, would you be able to explain what a core is or what's in the core library?
Certainly. So when you drill a well, be it for oil, certain other applications as well across the state, you take a section of the rock and you extract that when you're drilling the well. So you pull that core up. So you literally have a cylindrical piece of rock that is from the exact area you're either drilling through or exploring for oil in, and it allows you to pull it up and then actually see what it physically looks like, what the characteristics, what the porosity, the permeability, what the organic content of it is, the oil-bearing portion of it, and in other cases, what we can look at in terms of carbon storage. A big topic right now is how do we deal with the CO2 from especially from coal-fired combustion. And we have this tremendous resource and asset in the state of North Dakota of these reservoirs, be it oil-bearing or aquifers, whatever, that we can put that CO2 into.
How many cores do we have in that library?
That I don't know. A lot.
So many. A lot of them.
A lot you can't count.
Yeah, so many that we've obviously needed to add on significantly. And it's a resource that not many states have. When North Dakota did it and much of the oil activity that was developed, especially in the western part of the state with the earlier plays in the 70s and such, we were able to learn from many other states and actually grab those cores and build this core library up. So we have certainly one of the most complete core libraries across the United States.
So I'm a book lover, and I think of it in terms of books. If you want to find something in a book, you look in the index, and I think of the core library as sort of the index for the state in terms of the geology of the state, and this tells you where things are at and what's in there. It's a remarkable facility, and we're just really pleased to have it here at the University of North Dakota. We've been talking a lot today about the grand challenges that we saved for the last, the Energy Grand Challenge, that you're champion. Can you help us talk about that?
Yeah, so you've all heard about the Grand Challenge, this focus of enhancing the overall research. And in my mind, what the Grand Challenges are really doing is they're enhancing our ability to serve the state of North Dakota. We talk about producing great students, but we also produce world-renowned research that allows us to do things better, more efficient, with a lower environmental footprint, which also, of course, generates additional revenue, which and provides additional jobs for the people of North Dakota and serves North Dakota as a whole. So when we talk about research, in my mind, we're always bringing it back to we're ultimately serving the state of North Dakota with the research. And energy, like the other four grand challenges, is an opportunity for us to look at these different aspects of coal utilization, capturing the CO2 and putting it into the ground, utilizing CO2 from coal-fired combustion systems to enhance the amount of oil we recover. How do we make ethanol even greener is another project we're working on right now with the Red Trail Energy Facility. How can we take the actual CO2 from an ethanol facility, inject that into the ground, and actually have greener ethanol, which will hopefully garner a credit on the market and increase the overall value of it.
So from an environmental standpoint, it's important to pay attention to those CO2 emissions, but there's for the energy industry, there's additional reasons.
Yeah, it's a great point, Peter. We, you know, the state of North Dakota, I would mention the oil exploration that occurred and development that occurred back in the 70s during that peak. You know, we're at a point right now where to exploit those energy resources, that oil and gas more, we actually need to go to what's called tertiary oil recovery, utilizing CO2 to actually recover more oil from the ground. Right now, we do not have a source of CO2 to do that. And so by pairing the opportunity of removing the CO2 emissions from a coal-fired power plant, using that to enhance oil recovery, and at the end of the day, 100% of those CO2 emissions stay underground. So we're removing the CO2 from going into the atmosphere and producing more oil in the same process, and actually technically cheaper oil in the process.
So it's a win-win, really.
It certainly is. There are very few states that are set up like North Dakota with this tremendous opportunity that we have here. Maybe Texas would be one similar to us. And now is our opportunity to take advantage of it. Certainly, Great Plains Gasification has been doing this for years. They've been capturing the CO2 from their gasification facility, sending it north in a pipeline approximately 210 miles long up into Canada, in which it is used for enhanced oil recovery in Canada.
So there are a lot of factors that come into play about at what point it's economic to do more oil extraction, but any sense where we're sitting at now?
Well, there's two different sides to oil. Of course, we have the traditional plays that have been around for quite some time, and then we have the Bakken activities. And certainly the traditional plays are those plays which were at least initially targeting for enhanced oil recovery for extracting more of the oil than we could under typical recovery. The Bakken's a little bit more of an unknown as we go forward. We still believe that we are only recovering with traditional methods somewhere between 6 and 10% of that resource, and looking at ways through just innovative processes that we can increase the recovery of the Bakken resources.
So my recollection is it's a thin layer. It's almost as if you took a glass and you poured it out on this table and it just spreads out. That's sort of the Bakken, right? It's a thin, it's a lot there, but it's spread out in a thin way.
It is spread out. There's also many layers of it. There's the what we could term the upper Bakken and the lower Bakken, and there's the area in the middle, which is where we're actually typically recovering most of the oil from, is in the middle. But then we have the Three Forks and other regions as well. So it's not, it's a very good point you make. It's not like there's one big reservoir or bowl of oil sitting down there that we're trying to tap. It's many thin layers.
Which was sort of my initial concept when people were talking about, it's like you're just tapping into the ocean, right? Well, not quite.
I've seen a couple of these cores that Thomas showed me, and I wouldn't have thought there'd be any way you could get oil out of it. It's basically rock. It's very, very dense.
Yeah, I'm a chemical engineer by training, not a geologist, so when somebody first showed me a core, again, a core from 2 miles down, I said, you got to be kidding me. We're not getting oil out of that. And that is what we truly are. I mean, the amount of innovation that has gone into making that possible is incredible.
It absolutely is, the technology, the innovation. So we're talking about oil, but what about coal? Where are we at with coal?
So certainly coal has had a long legacy in the state of North Dakota and has the potential to have a much longer legacy. Tremendous coal resources here. Many times quoted as under the current rate of consumption, we have about 800 years of coal that we know is there and easily recoverable. But coal, of course, faces a lot of challenges, and one of those is CO2. And so we're looking a lot at how do we take existing coal fire facilities and retrofit them or modify the back end to grab that CO2. One such project that's being proposed in the western part of North Dakota is called Project Tundra. And it's to take a technology that's been demonstrated at a smaller scale down in Texas, scale it up a little bit larger, put it on the lignite facility, which always brings forward some extra challenges, and actually capture that CO2.
All right, we're going to be back again in a little bit with some more on energy. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you in a minute.
What's on your mind? Tomorrow, Jason Bohr fills in for us. Scott Hennin, today's Peter Johnson. We will have more coming up in just a moment here. What's on your mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Carson Wentz trusts hot spring spas and pool tables too, so you can too.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game. If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table made in the USA. They truly are the best. Get yours from my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has, an Olhausen Bison pool table, plus a Grandy Hot Spring Spas spa. You'll love it.
I look for the guys at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
I blame Apache, not just some other sprayer company, the sprayer company others keep talking about. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. Plus, the ET Ag on-site retail stores, more than 50,000 sprayer parts. Not just Apache, every brand. ET Ag Center for all your application parts, any make, any model. Just across from the Bonanza sign. They've taken the building down, but the sign is still there. 1701 Eastside Quartz off Main in Mandan. Then before the hour, what's in your mind? And one more shot from the University of North Dakota campus, Peter Johnson.
Thank you very much. Great to be back. So we're talking about energy and how that benefits North Dakota. And that includes educating students who go out and work in the energy field. And we've got graduating graduate students today, Grant.
Yeah, that's right. One of my pleasures of being at UND is I also get to be the dean of the graduate school and help preside over the graduation ceremony for our PhD and master's students. I think I might have mentioned earlier that research is really driven by the efforts and the hard work of graduate students, and this is kind of their day. We're going to be having PhD graduates walk across the stage and get their hood, and master's students come across, get their diplomas, and as you said, these students are working in a lot of areas, including in the energy area, and I think that, Tom, you could probably talk a lot about the students that you've worked with over the years in the ERC.
Yeah, I've always been very passionate about involving students in research, when we can, when appropriate. And one of the reasons I have that passion is back when I was a student, I was included in research, and I actually, back in 1986, walked into the ERC and got my first student job working there, and have believed in and supported student involvement since that day.
So 1986, we were talking about more of the traditional types of energy, but nowadays, it's more than that.
It is. You know, one of the things we're talking about, the coal industry, we're really focused right now as well on what does the coal facility of the future look like? And certainly engaged with many utilities around the United States and especially in North Dakota here. And one of the technologies that we've been spending a significant amount of attention on is called the alum cycle. And the alum cycle is a way in which we can combust CO2 or gasify CO2 in this case, take the gas that's produced and use it to turn a turbine. But what we're essentially using is the CO2 to turn a turbine. And we can end up with a higher efficiency system and a relatively pure CO2 stream that we can then use for enhanced oil recovery or sequester into the ground. And it's actually a win-win because it helps us deal with some of these critical environmental issues, but at the same time creates a much more efficient power plant and helps us to keep electricity prices down.
That's hugely important for all of us going forward. So as we talked about oil and actually energy is so huge in this state, so important to the economy of the state, and there's nothing that's going to change that in the near future, right?
No, you're exactly right. That renewables have a great opportunity in the future. Solar, wind, geothermal, another great opportunity. One of the things that we're challenged with is how do we store that for times when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining? And if we can come up with a cost-effective energy storage technology, that could change the way we look at energy not only across North Dakota but across the world.
How about hydrogen? How does hydrogen fit into the mix anymore?
Well, hydrogen is a great one because it is one way of actually storing energy. We can use it to help buffer things like when you have excess wind energy, you can use it to actually produce hydrogen. And then you can use that hydrogen to produce energy when the wind's not blowing. So that's one thing that hydrogen looks at. But there's been a significant focus, 15 years ago on looking at a hydrogen economy and using hydrogen for a fuel for vehicles. That's gone up and down. There are countries around the world, Japan and Germany, probably leading the charge right now at going back to looking at hydrogen as a fuel. It has some challenges in terms of how you even can store the hydrogen and put it on a vehicle and get long enough range. But a hydrogen vehicle is really no different than an electric vehicle. The only difference is rather than have a battery pack, an electric vehicle, you have a fuel cell. And your hydrogen is your battery as it runs through this fuel cell to produce the electricity. Virtually everything else between an electric vehicle and a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle are the same.
Huh. We were talking earlier about unmanned aircraft systems, and it strikes me that in the energy industry, and we've talked about this already, using UASs to go across the transmission lines and seems to me there's all kinds of applications here.
Yeah, I think the opportunities are endless. And, one of the things that we're focused on, too, in the oil and gas industry is decreasing leaks. Certainly they get a significant amount of attention. Nobody wants to see them. We want to stop them before they happen to start with. But UAS technology is potentially one way that we can identify them more rapidly when they do occur and get that situation rectified and mitigated as quickly as possible.
You mentioned wind power. I've got to believe sending a UAS up, I don't know how tall those things are. They're tall. I've climbed up one before. It's a long way up.
You're a lot braver than me because I don't think I'd be willing to climb up one. That the heights are not my friend. But certainly they are exploring that right now, UAS systems that can basically go vertically up, take a look at the entire head up there, and then come back down and report situation, and then move on from tower to tower.
Tom, thanks for being on the show. And Grant, thank you, too, for joining me and to Mark Askelson and UND President Mark Kennedy. I think we've had a great time here.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. I appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you, Peter Johnson, for being on.
Well, thank you.
We'll do it again sometime. Jason Bohr, guest hosting for Scott Henin tomorrow, and then Scott presumably back Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, it's Scott Henin here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.